Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I do appreciate what you have said, because I know that we are in the class studying the Word of God. The most important is just to know the Word and to study. Even the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, talk about teach them, and we need to obey and teach the Word, and make sure that the student must obey.
Yes.
Now let's believe that we are in the class. When we are a good student, we are studying the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pray first. Our dear Heavenly Father, for your glory, I worship and I bless your name. This moment we are before you, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Allow us, my Father, Jehovah King Almighty, to study and to continue, Jehovah God of glory, to go deep.
Mm-hmm.
And my Father, Jehovah King of glory, allow each and every one, my Father, mm-hmm. to catch up your wants and to study. And my Father, to get a revelation. Our Lord and our Savior, I worship and I bless you right now. Welcome your Holy Spirit to minister to me as I speak the Word of God. Now, Father, I invite you that you are going to direct me, and you are going, my Father, to guide me through your Holy Spirit. I bless you and those who are coming, my Father. I pray that you are going, my Father, to bless us together. In Jesus' name, we do pray and believe.
Amen.
Let's go direct to the Word of God in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2. And I need, because we are in the class, ask somebody to read for us. Just take your pen and somewhere to write points. 1 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 1 up to 6. Somebody can read. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 up to 6.
I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peacefully and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I want to focus on verse 4. Just repeat verse 4 only. Verse 4 only.
Okay. Who wants all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth.
Amen. Who was that? Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm.
Who want all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to highlight about God's want. Always God's want is in his heart. The heart of God right now is in want. And that is the heading, God's want. The want of God is the thirsty. If I want something, I am thirsty for that. And I'm looking for that. I'm looking somebody to fulfill, to fill me with that I can be satisfied. Hallelujah. So God's want, he want what? All men. He don't want anybody to perish. He want the whole world to get saved through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it is good to understand that we as a Christian, we must understand our responsibility and our duties, the best word, our duty in the Lord is always to carry God's word, because that is God's thirsty. Now, it's good, in order to move with God, we must stand him. We must know him. That's why the Bible says, this is preaching to the Lord, who wants all men to come to his knowledge. That's God's want. That's why we are given to fulfill the Great Commission. And the work of the gospel is the work of Great Commission. And once we understand that this God wants, always we shall be focused for this. Because the Bible is saying, I urge you, first of all, that petition, prayer, intercession, and giving, and thanksgiving to be made for all men. Nobody is discriminated here. Is it true? Nobody is separated from this. So when we are praying, we must pray for everybody. Even those who are Muslim. Hallelujah. Even those who are in the deep doing many things against the will of God. Even those who reject the gospel, we must pray for them. Why? Because we are fulfilling God's want. And God's want is this: everybody to come to know Jesus Christ. That's the will of God. That's God's want. So if you want to please the Lord, the Bible says, for king and those who are in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet life in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God our Savior. This is good and it pleases the Lord. When we do what? We pray for everybody. Hallelujah. And once we obey as a command, this verse, we Christian, we must be subject and we must be obey the word of God always. And because we are servant of Jesus, we need to obey the word of God. When I am told, pray for everybody. You don't need to discriminate anybody. We must pray for them. Hallelujah. Then there is the secret behind when we obey. And you cannot understand the secret unless you obey first. Because we are given an order. This is the kingdom. And as we know that we are serving the kingdom, every kingdom has authority, has power. Everything is delegated and it is set in order. We must understand, as a servant, we must obey, first of all, order to pray for everybody. Then, when we are praying, you pray for everybody in this country, you pray for everybody, you pray for other country, we pray for the world, because even God's want is to bring world to know Christ Jesus. Is it true?
Amen.
That's God's want, because God does not want anybody, because he knew one thing, he offered his son as a sacrifice for the world. Hallelujah. That's why we need, as a church of Christ Jesus, we must understand one thing. And that's why Jesus, the Bible, the other word is saying, you are the salt. You are the salt. So, we must be sure that we are giving the world our salt. When we are giving the world our salt, when you pray for somebody, we pray for the people who are in authority. We pray for other country. We pray for your neighbor. You pray for wherever you are working. You pray for them. You pray for your career. You pray for your pastor. You pray for your, even those who are against you, your enemy. This is it true? And it is written, even pray for your enemy. Is it not written? We are given that command. It is, first of all, you know, sometimes people say, me, I have so many enemies. But you can stop that enemy by obeying this word. Pray for them. Once you continue to pray for your enemy, first of all, obey order. And we continue to pray for our enemy. Every day, The more the number of the enemies are increasing, the more you continue to increase the prayer for them. The more you continue to pray for them, you are giving them your salt. Because you are the salt. The moment you will be related to them, the moment those people will be saved, not salvation. Maybe you can pray for, because you pray for your enemy, and something can happen. If those things can happen, it might happen that in your area, people are kidnapped. And because you pray for them, you save them through your prayer. You save the area that you are living, your prayer can secure the area that you are living, even the enemy. So they were experiencing your sorrow. Are you getting me? Those people are experiencing your peace. Then the way you pray for the peace of that area, and you don't you don't discriminate anybody, you include everybody, even that people who are against you, still they experience that peace already. They has already touched and connected to your salt. And the salt is this. The Bible says, you are the salt of the world. Okay. Can you go with me, chapter 6?
2 Timothy.
2 Timothy, chapter 6.
Excuse me.
Up to 19. Somebody else can read, but we can share together. 1 Timothy chapter 6 from verse 17 up to 19.
As for the rich in the world, charge them not to be proud and arrogant and contemptuous of others, nor to set their hopes on uncertain riches, but on God, who richly and ceaselessly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Charge them to do good, to be rich in good works, to be liberal and generous of heart, ready to share with others. In this way, laying up for themselves the riches that endure forever as a good foundation for the future, so that they may grasp that which is life indeed.
Amen. Give another version.
17.
Yes, give another version.
Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for enjoyment. 18. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. 19. In this way, they will lay up treasure for themselves as a firm foundation for the coming age, so that they may take hold of the life that is truly life.
Good. Somebody else can read for us in the book of Luke chapter 9, verse 1 only. Luke chapter 9, verse 1 only.
When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and to cure diseases.
Good. Amen. Jesus gave what?
Power
and
authority.
Or the how can we exercise our power and authority? Sometimes we need to understand that the Church of Jesus Christ has given power and
authority.
I want to use authority. When we come to authority and somebody is in authority, it's just only using one word, command. Is it true? Command. And Church of Jesus Christ is it has the mandate to command the thing. Are we together? Then let's come to our point right now. Chapter 6, verse 17. Command them. Are we together? Where we have read in the book of 1 Timothy. Chapter 6. Command those who are rich. Command those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, not to put their hope in wealth. Are we together? How can somebody exercise this command? How can the Church of Jesus Christ be able to exercise this command? It is only the time that we can be able to understand we are the salt. And we are doing the will of Jesus. And once we obey the will of Jesus by obeying his word, that's where we can fulfill his word. Because he wants church to do many things. And it is me and you, even to use command, even to use authority. And you cannot use authority where you are not connected. Is it true? First of all, you must look all the avenue. You must be connected. Once you have been connected, you can be able even to go and say, I command. I don't expect somebody from the police line and go to the army or air force and use that command, even if it's a commandant. Is it true? First of all, we must be related and connected so that we can use our command in the right way. The same when we come to this one, in the heart of Jesus, he wants the church to use command and authority. And because we fail from the word God, we fail even to carry the word by carrying the dusty. What are we supposed to do to please the Lord? This is pleasing the Lord who wants all men to come to his knowledge. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. We must understand where we fail as a Christian, as a body of Christ. We must understand and we must be sure. Where are we failing? If somebody has a car and you find that my car does not work. I tried my best. You go to the distributor, you set a point, and you come to ignition, and you kick. It does not learn. Hallelujah. You will check everywhere. Even today is the high time as a member of the body of Christ. Where do we fail? Because this is our duty. To do many things. To do exploit. To change the world. Hallelujah. Even to bring many people in Christ Jesus. Even to command these people who are in the world to come. That's where, first of all, from the word go, we fail to understand what is God's want. And God's want is this one. We use all the means to make sure that the glory of Jesus, of the Church of Jesus Christ, have come back. Hallelujah. We are bringing many people fulfilling the Great Commission in the kingdom of God. But where do we fail? We fail when we don't know where we fail. Because we don't know where we fail. But we fail from the word God. Because this is very clear. First of all, I want to petition, prayer, intercession be made because of everybody. Without discriminating anybody. Because this is our responsibility. This is our duty in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. That's why we need to understand. when we got saved and we are in this world, God is on his throne. He is thirsty as a king. He needs somebody to praise him. And his heart is in want. Because he is looking in the world. And that's why the Bible says, from his high sanctuary, he viewed the world. He listened to the people who are groomed, those who are destined to death. It's not died.
is not killed by anybody, is not slain, but he hear from heaven. He looked from heaven and he viewed the earth. And he want to release people. He want to save people. He want. Hallelujah. If God himself wanted to save this world, we must understand that where are we failing? What are we supposed to do? The Bible says, one thing, Jehu, that is in a book of, you can write that when you have time, you can go and read it and check what how I'm saying. Jehu, in Second King, I think Second King, chapter 10, verse 30, is verse 1. And because it's verse 1, you can read it. Just read it. 2 Kings chapter 10, verse 30. Only verse 1. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Are we going together?
Yes.
God's want, God's thirsty.
And the Lord said to Jehu, because you have done well in doing what is right in my sight, and I have done to the house of Ahab all that was in my heart, your sons shall sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation.
Good. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want you to be very keen. Don't miss this one. Catherine, can you read this again? I want us to be together that we do not miss this one. It's very important.
The Lord said to Jehu, because you have done well in accomplishing what is right in my eyes, and have done to the house of Ahab all I had in mind to do, your descendants will sit on the throne of Israel to the fourth generation.
Amen. What does Jehu did? He destroyed. He carried the mission of God. What God wants to do. Hallelujah. The Lord was about to do something in the house of Jehu. But before he carried this mission, somebody does for him. Are we together? Who is that? Jehu. And the Lord feel good in his heart. He say, oh, thank you. Because that's what is in my mind and heart. Even that is want, God's want. By that time, God's want to destroy the house of Jehu. Is it true? Are we together? Are you catching me or not?
Yes, we are catching you.
By that time, you can see the King of Kings walking in heaven. That the house of Jehu. I want to destroy. But somebody carried that mission. What was in his mind and heart? God's want. What is the outcome? He was priest. Because there is somebody who does his will, his want. Yeah. Amen. And because there is somebody, Jehu, he destroyed the house of Ahab. And the Bible says, God said, because you have accomplished what was in my mind and heart, your generation, first, second, third, and fourth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are so many avenues you can use, even as a parent. Let me tell you a secret. You can use even this avenue to understand God's want. Always think about that. What God's want me to do? What God want to do for these people? Just carry that mission. Go and do it. Hallelujah. If God wants these people to be saved, when you go and do work of God, you testify about Jesus, you witness everywhere, you put you in a program and say, every week I'll make sure I'll do witnessing 5 people. You are in the God's heart. And that's God's word. You are sanctifying the Lord, because the Lord is thirsty, looking this world, because it's almost to perish. And many people are almost to perish. But if we can save these people, we have come to the point of this. Because God wants to do something in the house of Jehu, in the house of Ahab, but somebody came and carried the mission. What is the name? The Lord. So the same, that's why we can find you ourselves that we are blessed if we do God's want. Because God's want is something that God is, let me use that word, God is worrying about the world. Who is to go and save these people? Because it is you and me. And the Lord Jesus has given his life for the world. That's why we need to understand that when we come to this word, I want prayer be made for everybody. Intercession. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Petition, prayer, intercession, thanksgiving be made for all men. That is a command to the church. We must carry this as a package of prayer always. Then you come to verse 4, where the word says, this is good and it pleases God. This is good and pleases
the Lord.
When the Lord is pleased with you, that's why the Bible said, if a man is praising the Lord, that is Proverbs 16 verse 7. It is said, if the way of the man pleases the Lord, he changed even the enemy to become a friend. Why? Because your way pleases the Lord. Always. You please the Lord. That's why we need to understand that always God is in want. And by this time, we know that we are already in the 11th hour. We don't know the time, we don't know the hour, but Church of Jesus Christ, we must understand that we are living in the 11th hour. All signs and all the prophecies which has been spoken by the men of God has already fulfilled. We are in the 11th hour. What we need to do is just only to organize ourselves and to mind about if God want you to do something, especially this one, you are blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the way to bless your life. There is some of the blessing that we sometimes we can tap this blessing through obeying the word of God. It is you and me to understand that this is God's want. Who can read for us in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 2, verse 35. 1 Samuel, read for us.
First Samuel chapter 2, verse 35. Hello? Are we together? Okay, somebody told you to call us. 235, only verse, one verse, 3500.
I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and mind. I will firmly establish his priestly house, and they will minister before my anointed one always.
Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I call it an open check for somebody to receive a blessing. I call it an open
check.
Amen. I will raise up for myself a faithful priest who will do according to what is in my heart and mind. Then I will firmly establish his priestly house, and they will minister before my anointed one always. That is an open check. The Lord is looking for somebody who is faithful. Amen.
Amen.
Who can do according to what is in his heart and mind. And that's why I call it open.
Okay.
Open check, because it's a package of blessing, and what is the reward? The Lord will firmly establish his or her priestly house, and they will minister before my anointed one. Who is that? Jesus. Amen. Why do I call it an open check? Once we remain faithful. The Bible is full of open check. If you can study the Word of God and know what is some of the point in the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's an open check. The Lord is looking somebody even today. A faithful servant. Ready to do what is in God's mind and heart. And the most important of God about the world. God is caring about the world. And the world is just one thing. People to come in the knowledge of Christ Jesus. To know Jesus Christ. Our starting chapter, you can remember? He wants all men to get saved. That's God's want. This is, I bring you to the open check. That once you carry this, the Lord will do what? Will establish your priestly house. Amen. Will firmly establish his or her. That's why that it is me. I add her priestly house. And they will minister before my anointed one always. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, the other thing is this. When the Lord give us an open check, a chance, always know this. Is it the will of God to pray for the pastors? Is it his will?
Yes.
Is that in God's heart?
Yes.
You don't need to wait. Carry it as a mission. Is it God's will to see his house full of glory? Hallelujah. Make sure the house of God is in the state of glory. Do whatever you can do your best. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
That's always
you need to understand these words, God's word. Because always there is something in the mind of God and heart. And the Lord is looking somebody who is ready. That's why the Bible says, if anybody can sanctify him or herself, he will be a good vessel, useful for his master. That's why you need to understand, you are very important. Because in the sight of our Lord, there is no discrimination. God's loving, the way he loves you. Oh, pastor, maybe there you mentioned about the priest. I'm not a priest. You are among the priests. Now, if you don't know, I want to tell you today, you are not just a common man. You belong to priesthood. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you go home, read somewhere, I will tell you. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9. And they sang a new song. Mm-hmm. And that song, what does it say? You are slain, or you are killed. And by your blood, you purchase men and women. The next word, you made them two things. Listen to me. Don't about that is an insect. Don't look at her. Listen to me. Maybe it's a demon. To store your can steal your mind. Hallelujah. Listen to me. They sang a new song. Listen to me. They sang a new song. And always the song must be related for what it is happening or what the people are. You are slain because you are slain. And you are worthy to open the skull. To open the seal. So, you are worthy even to look at the skull, to open the skull and look at what is inside the skull. That was Jesus. But the Bible says, because you are slain, you purchase men and women from every tribe. Is that true? Then you made them two, or not three, two. Priest and king. Priest and king. What is the work of the priest and king? Huh? The work of the priest and king, what is the work of the priest and king?
To rule and to.
Mm-hmm. First of all, tell me the priest.
To minister to the Lord. To minister to the Lord.
To minister to the Lord. That's the work of the gospel. When we come to the king,
to rule.
That's where you are told. Power and authority. Hallelujah. Power and
authority.
Then when you are priest, you made them king and priest. Not three, king and priest. That means the church of Jesus Christ, it's hung with those two. Because the Bible says, Abraham's blessing is this. From you, they will come out from you. Priest and king. That's the blessing of Abraham. And if you know you are the descendant or the seed of Abraham or the offspring, you are among them in Jesus' name. Hello? You are among them. Because you have been connected from Abraham through Christ Jesus. That's why, priesthood is in you. Kingship is in you. That's why you are given the mandate to command things.
Amen.
To speak things.
Amen.
To pray for somebody.
Mm.
To witness for somebody and get saved.
Mm.
That's the work of the priest. Mm. And when we come on the other side, you can speak to the soil of America and command. You can command even to authority.
Mm.
Because you have given power and authority. That's by that time you are wearing the king garment. And there is the time you wear priesthood garment.
all those things it depend knowledge. Who want all the people to come to his knowledge. Because people perish because of lack of knowledge. People are perishing, even the church of today. They are being scared by the devil because of lack of knowledge. It is not by the will of God. That the way the church of Jesus Christ is scared by the devil. Hallelujah. You must know you are powerful.
Hallelujah.
You are somebody. You can change this area.
Hallelujah.
Just obey this word. Prayer and petition. Intercession. Fasting. Because of this area. The moment you will command something, because they have eaten, you are sent. It will work. Because chapter 16, command them, those who are blah, blah, blah. Is it true? And we have not read. Command them. This command cannot work. Unless first of all, you allow the world to test your soul. Once you allow the world to test your soul, there is the time will come. Then you say, I command this area. I command something. I command something. One day, I did something which is not good maybe to you, because I was launching a ministry. And when the time came for me to launch the ministry, I invited many people, prominent people, PC, DC, councillors, and even the members of parliament, and bishop in New. But I was told that, hey, do you know the president is coming to, it's about 30 kilometers from New, and the president was coming to open the school. President.
President.
President. I said, how comes? Where shall we take this food? Because we bought everything. Everything was prepared. And we were ready. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And everything was in set. But when I was told that the president is coming to open the school, I said, no. I have to postpone that. No, I cannot allow that. I love the president, and I pray for the president, and I love my country, but one thing, here is the time I have to mount up and do something using command. Hallelujah. And I stood and I command that schedule, the plan was in set. Because they were planning that the president will come, and the date which we set was the same that they were setting. I command the president to stop. 3 days fasting. I command president must postpone this date and must change this date. And he is not going to send his wife. Another time. But not this time. Because me, I have planned from 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. And we have after 3 days, we had the news. Oh, president will come next month. President will come next month. Mm-hmm. Yes, a command, my brother. Mm-hmm. Use command. Mm-hmm. Why was I very set to do such thing? Because first of all, I prayed for the president, I love the president, and now it is my time to use even my authority, power and authority, and things changed dramatically. And the president postponed 1.5 months. They opened the school. But we continue with our schedule and our program.
Praise the Lord.
present is not to change.
Hallelujah. That's why I teach you something I have ever experienced in my life. In my life, I've commanded so many things. And maybe one day you'll meet somebody who knows me very well. I might not so good to explain me, and I don't like that. But maybe one day you'll meet somebody who can tell me how do I command those things, and I normally use this Bible. Because I'm teaching you about the things that can help you today. Amen.
Amen.
Once, first of all, you must understand something here. Give your salt to the world. First of all, give your salt to the
world.
Give your salt to the
enemy.
Pray for your enemy. Once you pray for him or her, hallelujah. When I was living in, I think I came last Monday, but now it's 2 months. But about this year, June, there is somebody I pray for him. And when I pray for him, and I have been praying for a long time, and it came that they want to own the house that I am. We are having the fellowship. But I heard that, hey, there is the guy, and this guy is very rich. And he bought that premises, all the premises. So I was supposed to vacate. And but even now I'm not ready. What I say, I command you who want to buy this one and you who want to sell this one. I command you to be in the state of disagreement. And that's all. That is And I release that. The moment I get a plot, but when I was in California, no. The second week, the third week when I came in America, somebody said that if I want plot in some, there is somewhere there is a plot of quarter, 100 by 100. She told me, go and check that plot, pastor, and if you want to use it, you can use that plot. I told her, how much do I supposed to pay? No, just go and check. If it is good for you, then I can see what God has spoken to me. And I say, wow. The Lord has spoken to her that she is ready to plant that thing. That's the time I will release that. But now, before I know where I'm taking the church, I cannot release that. Why?
You cannot release the disagreement.
I cannot compromise with the Church of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus Christ is. I told that man, it is those people, Asian people. He came and told me, Pastor David, do you know I sold this plot? I don't need your money right now. So just look for a plot. And I told him, you Asian person. Even your father has been in this country. You have benefited with this country. Why don't you give this church a portion? Church? I told him, yes. Because these people are still praying for you. And you can remember, when the Westgate is a strike, there are so many Asian died there. But the people in my area, where I know my state, they are Asian. It is called Asian quarter. They were safe. Nobody lost his or her life. Because I pray for them. They are Asian, but I pray for
all the people.
That's why it comes the time I can command something and it can work. That's why you can find me that I cannot release that house even today. Even if I go to Kenya, I will not release that. First of all, I have to finish Christmas and enjoy. Then I go to South Africa and finish that mission. Then I come back and think and told my people. What do you say right now? Then when I go, I will go and check that plot. If that plot is good for me, that's the time I will release that. If it is not good for me, I will not release that.
because it is not my business, it is the business of our Lord Jesus Christ. I have to use power and authority.
Amen.
So, my dear friends, hallelujah, even today, Jesus Christ loves you. And he will be happy for you if you can know how to do this thing. You must first understand this. From the word God, always monitor the want of God. The want of God's want. That is thirsty. That's the thirsty of king. And the Bible says, one thing, David, King David was thirsty. And he said, oh, I wish somebody who can get me some water from the Bethlehem. And three men broke the garrison. And they went and drew the water from Bethlehem. So, I want to use the word, the King David was thirsty. He was looking for a water from Bethlehem. So, I want to say this. If even today, Jesus Christ has thirsty to see the world being saved, who is to go and save the world? It is me and you. Who is supposed to go and witness? It is me and you. Because when we do such a thing, we are fulfilling the want of God, of Jesus. Jesus wants everybody to get saved. Amen. That's why that will praise the Lord always. And once we do such a thing, we will be able to have this open check. Who is ready to do this thing? Who is ready to go out and witness him? Thus, it is me and you. And understand that even today, the member of the body of Christ is their duty to do things that we can sanctify the heart of God. Because the Bible says, I will raise a man, a faithful servant, who will do what is in my mind and heart. Amen. Then I will establish his house. I will bless him. That is an open check. Hallelujah. The same, the Bible says, Jehu, when he carried the mission to destroy the house of Ahab, God was happy. Why? Because God said, oh, I'm feeling good. Because somebody has carried this mission for me. Because that is what is in my mind and heart. We must understand, even the heart of God is in want, is in thirsty. And it is me and you to understand, to fulfill the Great Commission by doing the will of God in order to please the Lord, that he may feel good in his heart. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's why we can know that God's heart and his might. And you can remember one day, the Bible says, Phinehas went and killed somebody. And the Lord said, because Phinehas has carried my zeal, now I don't need to go and do other things. I'm okay for that. Why? We can make glory to feel good because of what we are doing. It is always, things are in front of you. Duties are in front of you. The work of Jesus is in front of you. And it is an opportunity you are given to make sure that to know that what's God's will. Amen. What's God's will? What's God's want? If the Lord wants you to bless somebody, you don't need even to be, you don't need to make somebody to preach to you. Hallelujah. Go and press. Because God's, if you know
You know, and you are sure that this is God's will. This is God's want. Go and do it. That's an open check you are given. Hallelujah. If you know that God's will in this church to grow, do you expect God to come and preach? Tell me. Do you want God to come and study there? And pray for the church? Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Is it the will of God to see this church growing very fast? Is it the will of God?
Yes.
That is an open check for you. If you can understand, it's an open check. I wish I can be here. I don't need even to anybody to push me. Hallelujah. You will be surprised. You will be surprised. I wish I can be here. You will be surprised. I don't need even to be pushed. I don't need to be told to do this and that. Because always, it is always just to think what God's want. God's wanted to bless Mama Catherine. If that comes to my mind, I have to do it quickly. Amen. Because that is an open check. And because of that, I will be blessed. Hallelujah. If you can take this word, my sister, my brother, and put this word into practice, God's word. Always, what God wants you to do. What God wants you to do. What Jesus wants you to do. Because that is God's want. He don't want to see this American perishing. He don't want to see world perishing. What's God's want? Anything in front of your eye, look God's want. Amen? Anything in front of the church, anything in front of your life, anything in front of this world, and you can see it is in this world, and the world is crying, and God wants somebody to save this world. Take your part. Hallelujah. Do your part. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do your best. Let's train ourselves not to be pushed. That's why I can tell you, the Bible is the word of God. And it is full of blessing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This word is full of blessing, brethren. And this word does not mean somebody. You don't need to be pushed. Let me tell you, surely if you know to do God's want, what's the will of God, what God wants you to do, you will be happy. You will be happy. Amen. Because always you will discover so many things about open check. When God wants you to do something, you have been given an open check. That check, it is you. What do I mean open check? It is you. When you can be open, an open check by Obama, President Obama, and you know this check is from State House, write the amount you want. Write the amount you want. That's how we are given an opportunity. Hallelujah. God's what he wants you to do is an open check. Hallelujah. When you do those things, you will find yourself, you are not a normal person. Sometimes you will discover so many things. I discover so many things. If you tell me that I will die next year, I don't tell you no. 10 years, I don't tell you no. 15 years, I don't tell you no. Why? Because there is even the open check of wrong life. You make a vow and you commit yourself with something. You get me? Then, because you have not done those things, the Lord will not allow you to be killed. The Lord will not allow any premature death in your life.
My God.
That's an open check, my sister. And I can give you so many avenues. An open check. You can even prolong your life. Even if you can roll with your car, the Lord will send an angel to save you. Because you have, your plan is to do something to glorify the Lord, and you have not done it. And the angel will come quickly for your rescue. Because they will send, go and save that girl. Go and save that sister. Because he has the vision. And he has not fulfilled the vision. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That's an open check. You can even yourself, you can write your open check. You can create an open check. Have I done go? I think I have gone that very deep.
No, go ahead.
You can even prolong life by writing check, by thinking. What do you think about such a people who started this one? Is it this have started by people or one person? Tell me.
One person.
It's one person.
It's one person. This has started by 1,000 people or one person?
One person.
Whatever you can see in your eye, with your eye, it has started by one person. One. How do you think the time came and David think? No. I am in a very good house. A very good house. But the Ark of the Covenant is still in the tent. And he came up with building the house. Nobody else is King David. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. That's what he created something. And from that, God started to speak. No, you are not going to build for me, but your son. And if your son mess, and God spoke. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Because one thing, creating a new check, an open check. How do you think about Abraham with the tithe? Where did Abraham tithe the dead? He did it from where? No. He heard it from whom? Abraham tithe. Where did Abraham read? No. Who teach Abraham about the tithe? Nobody. Nobody taught Abraham about the tithe. Abraham tithe, he came up with the tithe. And even today, is it true? David, about building the house, he came from himself. That is an open check. So you can create thing. You can, even if you cannot be able to create an open check, you can these and chances like this one and do God's word. Hallelujah. And carry the mission. And I know. The Lord wants somebody to do this. Then you go and do it. Hallelujah. And the Lord has already spoken. The one who will do these things will be blessed. Hallelujah. That is obvious in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, worship, and we bless your name. You have given us an opportunity and a chance, our Lord, to study our Lord, that there is God's want and God's will. And our Father, our responsibility in our life, Jehovah King Almighty, is to do your will and to carry your mission. Father, I thank you. Father, I bless you today. I do commit our brother and sisters unto your holy hands. May you continue, our dear Heavenly Father, to bless them and to open their mind and their hearts. There is so many avenues and now so many chances, my Father, and you have given and you have put up in front of them. Our Lord, today is a great day. The day to understand how we can able our Lord to have an open check. How we can be able, our Lord, to fulfill the great commission. This is your want because you don't want anybody to perish. Our Lord, our Savior,
Help us, our Lord, always. When the things come in front of our life, Jehovah King Almighty, we shall be able, our Lord, to do according to your will. We shall not lose any chance. We shall not lose any chance, O King of Glory, because it is your will to see us, my Father, heading and Jehovah King Almighty in the right direction. Help the church of today. Father, support the church of today. Father, speak to the church of today. Here in front of me, I have brethren, and I pray for them. May you open their hearts, the way opened the heart of Rabia. When the Paul spoke the word of God, you opened her heart. Today, my Father and my God, open the heart of my brother and sister. Open, my Father, O Jehovah King Almighty, all the avenue that we can be able, our Lord, to understand your words. Give us revelation, my Father, today. Continue, our dear Heavenly Father, to speak to us, O King of Glory. I pray, Lord, that you are able, our Lord, my Father, O Jehovah, to expand and to give them, my Father, wide knowledge, so that they can be able to understand more better than what I have said. Jesus, today, speak to your people. Speak to us, O Lord. It is our high time, Jehovah King Almighty, to take this chance, Jehovah King of Glory. And we don't want to lose. We don't want to lose any time. Our dear Heavenly Father, you have put all this, my Father, church, and all this responsibility of this church, and everything that my Father, Jehovah King Almighty, from you, in our hands, O Lord. I pray, Father, in this church there is brethren, and I pray for them. Even those who are not here, I pray for them. May you speak to them wherever they are. May you, Lord, our God of glory, may you speak to the men and women in this church. Our Lord, they may not lose any time, but they may continue, Jehovah King Almighty, to know you and to understand you. That they may able our Lord, Jehovah King Almighty, to understand your will in their life. Open their eye, Father Lord, to see there is so many blessings in this church. Doing the work of God, there is a lot of blessing. Open their spirit, O God. Open their minds, O God. Open, my Father, O Jehovah King Almighty, every avenue of their life, so that, my Father, they can go far. Our Lord and our Savior, there is an open check. Heavenly Father, you are able, our Lord, to support them and to help them through your Holy Spirit, that they may not miss this open check. Once they carry this word of God, and they continue, Jehovah King of Glory, to practice this word of God, everyone, my Father, of us will be blessed. Bless them, Jehovah, bless the work of their hands. Bless them, O Jehovah King Almighty, wherever they go. And whatever they are doing, I speak blessing, I speak peace, I speak prosperity. I bless them in this country. I pray, God, may you speak to them, Lord. May you speak to the men and women, my Father and my God. I ask you, Jehovah King Almighty, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father, because you are faithful. Look, men and women who are faithful, those who does not need somebody, Jehovah King Almighty, or Jehovah to push them by doing what is right. Our Lord and our Savior, I pray God, I pray Jesus, raise men and women, the man of valor in this church, that they can stand firm, and my Father, they can move with this vision, our Lord and our Savior. I know God, even today, you are touching your people. You are touching men and women. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Do something to their hearts. Do something, King of Glory. Let this word burn in them. And Jehovah, King Almighty, give them wide revelation and understanding. Father, I worship. Father, I bless your name. And I pray, believing that, O King Almighty, this word will never fall down, O Jehovah, my Father. Jehovah, King Almighty, bless your people as the way you bless your servant Samuel. And he never let the word of God fall down. Even today, King of Glory, I pray that this word of God may not fall down, but may help them and support them and change them, that they can do so many things. And they can, my Father, form things. And they can bring many people in this country, O Jehovah King Almighty,
in the kingdom of God. My Father and my God, I pray because my Father, your people need the favor. Your people need the knowledge. Your people need understanding. I call the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today. Holy Spirit of God, give them understanding. Give them knowledge. Give them wisdom so that our Lord, these people, I pray and I predict they shall be the head, not the tail. I bless them today and I cover them and I speak long life. Father, I open their cheek and I speak there is long life in these people. And from today, let them understand and know how to create a long life by committing themselves, our Lord, our Savior. Heavenly Father, let them understand the broadness and the greatness of the power of God, which is in the body of Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. I pray and I believe that nobody will lose this chance, our Lord and our Savior. Father, speak to them and help them and support them. And I pray in Jesus' name. We do believe and pray.
Amen. Amen. Amen.